USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For over 130 years, Punxsutawney Phil has predicted the weather every Groundhog Day on February 2nd. If the famous groundhog from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, sees a shadow at daybreak, that's supposed to mean there will be 6 more weeks of winter. However, if he does not see a shadow, that means there's supposed to be an early spring. He'll be reporting that to us sometime this hour. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that his government was studying the responses from the United States and NATO to his security demands related to Ukraine, but that it was clear the Kremlin's main complaints had been ignored.
We do not see a genuine acknowledgement of our three key demands: preventing NATO's expansion, canceling weapons deployment near Russian borders, and returning the NATO bloc's military facilities to their positions in 1997.
Putin also accused the United States directly of attempting to draw us into armed conflict. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The cheap seats at this year's Super Bowl in Southern California will cost you more than an arm and a leg.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. The really good seats are going for around $78,000. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Spacecraft controllers have begun powering up the 4 cutting-edge instruments on NASA's James Webb Space Telescope as they prepare for the observatory's first glimpse at a target star. The star is located 241 light-years from Earth and part of the constellation Ursa Major. The images will not be used for science, but will help ground teams align the 18 golden segments of Webb's 21-foot-wide main mirror. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republican Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania last night on Newsmax TV says the Biden administration's mismanagement of Russia's threat to Ukraine, including allowing a buildup at the country's border over the summer, is all too obvious.
We, from the very beginning here, we kind of let things unfold without the United States having a seat at the table. Afghanistan had a lot to do with this, the buildup over the summer. You know, we let the barbarians get to the gate, and now we are reacting in the appropriate, necessary manner, providing a unified message, more or less, from our allied forces and the right equipment to the Ukraine, and the idea of putting troops on alert and putting troops into the Balkans. You know, just listening to our Pentagon spokesperson right there, taking anything off the table. Look, the last thing the U.S. wants to see is American troops with going up against Russian troops. But the idea of taking that off the table like that, I don't know, that's almost like rule one. You just don't do that. The mismanagement that's taken place along the way is all too obvious by the Biden administration.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission will reportedly be taking the reins on reviewing Microsoft's intended acquisition of Activision Blizzard Entertainment. Bloomberg reports that a source pointed to the FTC taking the lead role in investigating the proposed takeover. The role of the review is to determine whether the near $70 billion deal could harm consumers. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.